For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Nick Fuentes versus Protestant Christianity. Nick Fuentes, I'm sure a lot of people know who he is. He is a rising commentator on the right. He is the leader of the so-called Groypers. And he is a Catholic, apparently. And, you know, there's some shady things about him, to say the least. But I'm not a hater. I'm not a follower either of his, you know. I operate in the evangelical world, and yeah, that's where my lane is. I don't really pay attention to Nick Fuentes all that much. But with that said, he took a shot at Protestants, and I wanted to kind of respond to that in today's video. His argument boils down to that in order to be America first, you must be Catholic. Now, there's some irony there that we'll explore, but first I want to let him finish. But before we get to that, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's our Patreon-like system, linked in the description below. But we also have a free newsletter, and the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. So we have a clip to watch. It's a little bit long. I wish it were faster, but nonetheless, here's the clip that went viral on social media.
The movement has to be Catholic. The movement has to be shaped by people like this. Not beer-chugging hillbillies singing about how poor they are. I mean, borderline Marxist. Not a bunch of...
Now, that's a nice reference to Richmond, north of Richmond. And, you know, maybe also Travis Kelce with the beer-chugging part. But... yeah, I would agree with him insofar as, you know, Richmond, north of Richmond, you know, Christopher Lunsford was, or Oliver Anthony, was a pretty fake individual. So I would agree with him on that part.
Smarmy, too clever for their own good, tranny-loving Jews from New York City who are infatuated with the left and fucking pederasty. It has to be Catholic. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, but America's a Protestant country. Yeah, exactly. I don't think you even need to answer that. People say, but Nick, America's, you say you're America first. America's a Protestant country. Exactly. Exactly. America, France were the beginning of the end for the whole project. They say, but America's liberal and Protestant. And look at what it's become. This big, disgusting terror in the world spreading this perverse version of freedom, BLM, pride flags, bombing everybody for international finance. Exactly. Protestants brought the Jews back to England. Protestants, Masons, and Jews founded the country. They created this Republican capitalist system, which has destroyed the monarchies, destroyed the races, destroyed the empires, the nations. Exactly. People need to wake up and realize we were wrong. Okay? They were wrong. And trying to double down on that or harken back to a previous iteration of this Protestant Jewish nightmare, it's just not going to work. So I saw the speech. I thought it was very inspirational. And you see it It can only be motivated by a belief in the Catholic Church, Jesus Christ, God. That's the only future for the country. It's the only future for people that actually want to see real change. Anything short of that is not even an alternative. It's just a different version of liberalism. They want a racist version of liberalism, like liberalism, but with fewer black people involved. And a lot of them go, yeah, we do. It's like, okay, you are Jewish, okay?
So that last part was a shot at, you know, a lot of people on the dissident right that are not papists themselves. So a lot of things that he said there, I don't agree with all of it, of course. But I'm specifically going to focus on the Protestant versus Catholic claims as far as my disagreements go. I'm not really going to focus on the monarchy question, you know. Would America have more freedoms if George Washington did take the crown and become a king? That's a pretty fair debate to have. But we're not going to have that debate today. We're going to talk about the papist part of what he said. And I just don't think it really holds water. First of all, statistics will continually bear out that Catholics are a fairly liberal demographic in the United States of America. But my first reaction is he really going to sit there and pretend that the French Revolution didn't happen? Now, he does reference America and France were the beginning of the end. And if France fell, that means that Catholicism, Roman Catholicism, did not stop the French Revolution. It failed to stop the French Revolution. So even if he wants to blame Protestantism for the French Revolution, which I think is a huge stretch, I don't think that really holds water. If he wants to blame Protestantism for that, you would have to also blame Catholicism for failing to stop the French Revolution. You would have to thank someone like Napoleon for reestablishing Catholicism in France and, you know, getting it back on its footing. But that's not what Nick Fuentes is doing there. I don't think that's a very honest read of history. It's just like the, you know, the orthobros, if they want to say you have to be Orthodox to save, you know, America and stuff like that. Again, Orthodoxy was largely conquered by Islam and then later Bolsheviks. So and also as far as nation building goes, the best days of the Eastern Roman Empire were before there was a split between the Eastern and Western Christians. And I kind of think that Eastern Orthodoxy didn't help with the Eastern Romans' view of secession and created and fomented a lot of political instability there. But that's just a, you know, historical hot take theory. But Protestantism did lead to the rise of the United States. We are a great nation as a result of it. The British Empire was a great nation as a result of it. I think the German Empire was pretty great while it lasted. But Nick Fuentes is trying to argue that America needs to adopt a founding that's completely foreign to our own. Now, I want to pivot over to a thread by Stephen Wolfe. Stephen Wolfe is the author of The Case for Christian Nationalism. He's also the guy who coined the phrase, white evangelicals are the lone bulwark holding back the moral insanity in America, the 11 words, which I paraphrased just now. And he says, imagine thinking that America first is submitting your conscience to the head of a tiny foreign state, referring to the Vatican, not Israel this time. And he continues and he says, go ahead and submit your mind to the dictates of the head of the Vatican State, but you can't call that America first. There's nothing American in that. The irony is that these people are more beholden to a foreign state, the Vatican, than the Jews are to Israel, because the man in the Vatican claims the power to bind your conscience, far worse. Imagine thinking young guys who are like America first, all the way to the arms of a foreign head of state who then directly commands their conscience. Sorry, guys, that's neither America first or American. You've only joined a minority group that's historically tolerated by America. So that was Stephen Wolfe, and I kind of want to tag along and say and talk about the irony here. And the irony is that the Catholics, the papists, are very what's the way to put it? Not based when it comes to foreign religions anymore. Have you ever read Vatican II, Nick Fuentes? Have you ever read Vatican II? It's quasi-universalism. And it apologizes to the Jews. So I don't know how you can be a Groiper and a papist at the same time, because there's a huge contradiction there. Now, I recognize that evangelical Protestantism has been largely infiltrated by Zionists and funded by Zionists, and that has been a corrupting influence for the last 100+ years. I recognize that. I own it, and I'm trying to fight that influence myself. But the papists, they went Vatican II, which not only opens the doors to, you know, Jews and Christians worshiping the same God, but also Christians and Buddhists. So that's Vatican II. Vatican II, very not based. Maybe Nick Fuentes is a Catholic that rejects Vatican II. Maybe he's one of those guys. And I have a lot of respect for those papists. But nonetheless, the Vatican isn't exactly ideal. And then Philip DeRida, I like this guy a lot on the Twitter sphere. He tweeted out this thread. This is where Nick informs his old stock Protestant viewers that they accidentally got on the wrong bus. But you know who isn't going to do this to you? Us. So he's basically saying that we Christian nationalists aren't just going to, you know, poop on the Catholics like this. And I think that's fair. But then he's like, but we could do a quick, you know, but he's about to poop on the Catholics a little bit. Let's do a quick history lesson here. We all got along fine until all the Roman Catholics showed up on the shores begging to stick their hand in our machines for money. Then they said, Mamma mia, I don't like a King James Bible in a school. He's referring to Italians there, which, you know, I derived my heritage from the Italians, by the way. Then who did they team up with? I'm sure you can guess. Gotta stick it to the wasps. Sticking it to the wasps by any means necessary was basically the entirety of their politics up until relatively recently. And then he concludes by saying this is the politics of many Roman Catholics still. And again, time after time, the statistics will bear out that white evangelicals are the most based demographic in the United States. Catholics, they are pretty much 50% liberal. They are largely a liberal demographic. And I want to say it's like a little bit worse than mainline Protestants, but it's around that area. But it's not even close. Like, even the Mormons, we've talked a lot about Mormons this week. Even the Mormons are more based than the Catholics politically. Now, I don't think theologically they're more based. I just want to be clear about that. But politically, they are more right wing. So I don't know how you're going to build a right wing movement based in Catholicism, because first of all, the Pope is pretty left wing. He is very pro-gay. And then he just last week apologized for insulting homosexuals. So how are you going to build a base community with that Pope? And then, you know, that's to speak of nothing of the commentary or his allowing of blessing gay couples as couples. So I think that's odd. There is an appeal to tradition that's with Catholicism. I think that appeal is leading some people to convert to Catholicism, but it's also leading perhaps more people to convert to Eastern Orthodoxy. But I just don't see those as the answers, because those paths aren't bearing the fruit that are necessary to save or at least forestall the demise of the United States. So those are my thoughts. I believe that, you know, the solution needs to be a pan-Protestant movement. And I think that the future of Protestant Christianity in the United States is going to be very reformed, or not very charismatic, but it's going to be on the charismatic side. You're going to have these two groups be the dominant camps in Christianity and evangelicalism in the United States. That's my thought. So I guess we're going to have to find some way to kind of work together in that environment. But that's what I believe the solution is. I believe that, you know, Protestant Christianity is the best path forward for the United States, because that is what's most aligned with our heritage. does not have, theoretically, doctrinally, has the least foreign influence or foreign devotion, which, you know, Catholicism and Judaism do not boast. And that's the path forward. So that's what I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, subscribe to the channel, to podcast if you are new. That's the least you can do. Until then, let me know what you think about what I think. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.